We've themed our days for maximum appeal. Funky Friday opening set is going to be by a great new funk group out of New York called Nuff Said. They are absolutely amazing, led by a Romanian-born singer named Ioana Vintu. She is the next Janis Joplin. She's going to absolutely kill. And we're going to follow that with the 35th anniversary concert by Syracuse's soul and funk institution, Atlas. We're dubbing them Atlas 35, Roman numeral 35, for the day. And they've proven that they can fill up Clinton Square with their rare public performances. It's become a tradition. We present them every other year, and all of the chairs come out of the VIP area for the second show, and it turns into a wonderful dance party. Also this year, we've stepped up our entertainment and our party pavilions with national talent from Formula 5, a millennial quintet that's winning over new fans all across the Northeast with roots in jam, jazz, funk, blues, and electronica, along with local R&B sensation, 2014 Sammy winner Brown Skin. On Saturday, I'll work backwards, our headliner is an institution in the contemporary jazz and world music world. Their name is Chieli Minucci and Special Effects. They are superstars of the music scene and one of the most prominent world fusion groups of our era. They've been performing in 1982, since 1982, and past members include musical legends such as Dave Grusin, Omar Hakim, and McCoy Tyner. They've released 28 albums at this count, and you know Chieli Minucci's music intimately already, but you have no idea why you know it. You hear his music every day of your life. If you turn on a TV or use the telephone. By the way, he's an Ithaca College graduate, which I didn't know until I read his biography. And he has won 3 Daytime Emmys for his work scoring the themes for The Guiding Light, Good Morning America, Access Hollywood, and the touring stage production of Dora the Explorer. His tune, Kickin' It Hard, is used as Verizon's hold music. So there you go. You've been living with Chieli Minucci for years, and you never knew it. Preceding them is the amazing 9-time Grammy Award-winning Janice Siegel from the Manhattan Transfer. She'll be bringing her new Requinte Trio, which is a Brazilian jazz trio, which will be enlarged to quintet status for this event. Joining them for a bossa nova tribute during their show will be a guy named Harry Allen, the tenor saxophonist known as the embodiment of the legendary Stan Getz. He's recorded many albums under his own name, and he's also John Pizzarelli's lead guest saxophonist when John appears worldwide. Also, oh, getting back to Janis, observant foodies may spot Janis around town, actually starting in all 3 days of the festival in eateries around town. She'll be collecting video segments for her soon-to-be-seen TV show featuring regional cuisine from smaller cities around the country. I don't have a title of that show for you because it hasn't been created yet, but it's in production right now, and it's exciting to be able to have our artists enrich other parts of our culture while they're here. That's wonderful. And opening the show will be the John DeMartino Trio with Harry Allen playing selections from the Great American Songbook. Harry was coming along with John. He happens to know Janice Siegel and called me up and said, hey, I want to sit in and do a bossa nova medley. They're all good friends, and so we're going to get yeoman's duty out of Harry Allen. In the party tents, we have the Skiffleminstels, a Western swing band that plays an amalgam of jazz, blues, and country swing, and also a national act, a fine guitarist named Joshua Breakstone, who has performed twice in Syracuse for us before. We will still be presenting the Battle of the Community Jazz Bands, taking place on the main stage during the afternoon after our Scholastic Festival, including the Rhythm Airs, Trade Wind, and the Easy Money Big Band. And now for the third day. Here's the added value. Here is Blues Sunday, which we are dubbing Budweiser Blues Sunday. Its headliner going on at 8:30 Sunday night is a multiple winner of Best International Blues Artist Awards and has been dubbed by the late B.B. King as one of the great players. Over the years, he has been guitarist or music director for Bob Dylan, Tom Waits, John Hammond, Dr. John, and Room Full of Blues. He was also chosen to replace Jimmy Vaughn in the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Now, if that isn't a heavy resume, I don't know what is. The great Duke Robillard will be closing our festival this year. We can hardly wait to get him up on stage. Preceding them is Davina and the Vagabonds, a very unique blues, swing, and second-line band with influences ranging from Fats Domino and Preservation Hall Jazz Band to Aretha Franklin. Davina is a singer-piano player who will knock you out. She has super, super high energy, and she is going to take over the stage and give you a great show. Before them, another national act out of Chicago, a band called Mississippi Heat. Don't ask me why. They call themselves Mississippi Heat. They're from the south side of Chicago. They're a traditional blues band formed in 1991 by French-Canadian Pierre Lacoque and featuring Ainetta Visor, another high-energy female vocalist. She is very much in the mold of Etta James. They have released 7 of their own CDs so far, including a DVD by Delmark Records. They're a major touring group, and we're glad to have them. Local groups Matt Tarbell and Against All Odds, Dr. Kildean, and Los Blanco will open that main stage lineup. That is the entertainment lineup for the festival, and I have one thing to add. We have dedicated the festival this year to the memory of a fine, fine rhythm and blues and contemporary jazz musician who has recently deceased. His name is Jeff Houston, and we are going to be dedicating the entire festival's lineup to Jeff this year. Spoken to his brother Mike about it. The entire family will be there, and we will be announcing that he has some new downloads that he recorded just before passing that will be available, and sales of those downloads will go to a family fund.